עלי שור חלק א' ריש חף טס. זהו עניין הלב בכל מקום. Whatever Chazal speak about lev, it's these concepts that they're referring to. The posuk in Shema, והיו הדברים הועילה, אשר עונים, אשר אני מצדך היום על לבביך, these words that are commanded you should be upon your heart, לפי שאומר, ואהבת את השם בכל לבבך. The preceding verse tells us to love Hashem with all our hearts. אין יודע באיזה צד אוהבים את הקדוש ברוך הוא, but how does one accomplish this? תבוא לומר, והיו הדברים הועילה. These words should be upon your heart, על לבביך, שמתוך כך אתה מכיר את הקדוש ברוך הוא מדבק בדרכם. Through putting these words of the Torah upon your heart, you'll come to know הקדוש ברוך הוא and cleave to his ways. יש להבין ממה מדייק הספרי, this drasha that we just saw, שמתוך כך אתה מכיר ומדבק בדרכם. That by putting these words upon your heart, you will come to know הקדוש ברוך הוא and attach yourself to his ways. שלכאורה אין זה נרמז בפסוק, it is certainly on the, when you look at it superficially, there's no hint to it in the פסוק. אולם אחרי שזכינו לפירוש היד רמה הנ"ל, having seen this idea of the יד רמה about לב שלם עם המקויים, מסברים הדברים כמנכויים, the words are very clear, זהו לב, that's what לב means, when the Torah says, על לבביך, it means ליבם שלם עם המקויים, להכירו ולהזדבק בדרכו, it basically means to know הקדוש ברוך הוא, to attach oneself to him, והיו הדברים הועילה על לבביך, these words of the Torah should be upon your heart, שלא יהיה לי חלוק על המקום. Your heart should not be in a state of dissension from הקדוש ברוך הוא. אחרי כל עוצמת הסגולות הרוחניות שהתלמיד חכם זכה להן על ידי עסקו בתורה. After all of the intensity of all the spiritual properties that התלמיד חכם earns through involvement in the Torah. שהוא מסעלה על המבט החומרי. It rises above that superficial and materialistic view. Velagasus agufanis is no longer at the level of gross physicality. Havanasoi dakar, his understanding has been refined, and it's subtle. Hagashasoi adina, his sensitivity is refined. Chochmasoi rabo vegam asam maasav merubim. His wisdom is great. He's acquired much knowledge. He accomplishes. He does a lot. Acharei kozes. After all of that. הנקודה המכרעת באדם ובתלמיד חכם היא הלב. The real crux, the point, the fulcrum that really determines where the person is the lev. ואוי לו למי שתרסי מן השפה ולחוץ, as Chazal say there about the egg. That is, Torah is from the lips outward, it's superficial. הוא אשר אמרו חז"ל, it's another meaning of what Chazal say in Yom Edaf Ayin Beis, כל תלמיד חכם שאין תיכוי כברוי, אין התלמיד חכם. התלמיד חכם, whose inside is not like the outside, is not התלמיד חכם. ברוי, that's the outside, זה תורסוי. That's the Torah, the outward. תויכוי, זו יראסוי, בחינס הלב. That's יראה that he has within him. This aspect of the heart. So after everything, those are all prerequisites, what we mentioned, the overcoming all of the מבט החומרי, גסוס הגופניס, the years of toil and sensitizing oneself and becoming accomplishing it. After all of that, what determines things is the lev. Al kein lo nispael rova me'abayos de'reif she'tashel de'eg. Rova wasn't impressed by the questions that the egg posed about migdal ha'porech ba'avir and never resolved. It didn't impress him. Ve'gam amru sham ba'gemara ki lo yimeis de'eg she'shachach es talmudoi. Gemara says that he actually forgot his learning before he died. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. ועתה, with that in mind, תחזי דברים נפלאים וברורים. Come and see very clear words שכוסף אדמויר מאיר עינינו מראה רבי יורחם במאמר היחידי שפרסים בחייו. In the only article that he published in his life, זמן קצר לפני הסתלקותו, short time before he passed away, this was in 1936. Everything else was published by his תלמידים, later on, posthumously. He writes, צורס ישיבסינו בכללה מהי. In general, what is the tzura? What characterizes a yeshiva? Lalunu be'oimka shel halakha, that's an expression from Chazal, to dwell deep within halakha, to ascertain things all the way to the halakha. Ve'limud be'yun rav, to learn with great depth. Uchvar atem yodim mikama inyanim nichbodim sheraitem ushmatem al davar zeh. And you're well aware of this. We discussed it previously. I'll just add one comment that we've been discussing In these days of preparation, presumably it's in Elul. He writes, Matzilu besifri ala pasuk, what we spoke about at the top of this page, vayu advarim ho'ele v'chule al levavecha. Vezu l'shanoi, the Sifri comments, ma ye'a ha'ava, when the first pasuk in the Shema tells me, v'avta as Hashem elokecha, what is that? The answer is in the second pasuk, vayu advarim ho'ele. These words should be upon your heart. Shemitecha hatamakir b'kadosh baruch hu u'mizdabek midrachav. You come to know Kadosh Baruch Hu and attach yourself to His ways. Ad kan l'shanoi, that's the Sifri. Harei lanu chidush v'ikar gadol. The Sifri here presents us with a fundamental and a tremendous chidush. Shetachlis nesinas haTorah haKadosha. The purpose, the objective, the end goal of Hashem giving us a Torah, hirak le'akiris haKadosh Baruch Hu, is to know Him more and more, to be more and more intimate, more and more familiar, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchumay shemuvah b'sharit yeshuvah l'Rabbi Yonah Zal al ha'neshama. He writes this about neshama. V'zul l'shanoi, the Rabbi Yonah writes, v'ineh ha'borei zborach nofach be'api nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into me this neshama, chachmas lev v'tova sechel, with the ability to understand the faculty of wisdom, le'hakiroi ul'ir'am ilefanam. So it's to know Him and to form a relationship with Him. Uchmei shemuvah maseches brachois, chamisha boruchi nafshi. The five times that boruchi nafshi appears in Tehillim, keneged mi amaram David, who did David HaMelech intend them to correspond to? Keneged haneshama v'kadosh boruch. They correspond to the neshama and the kadosh boruch. And the Gemara then lists five properties of the neshama that are equivalent to hakadosh boruch. Ma hakadosh boruch hu v'chulei v'chulei. As I said, the comparison between the two of them. V'zehu davka, kol haneshama tehalel v'gomer. Kelomar, mi shesichloi tzach u'metzuch tzach. The person's mind is polished. B'li shum masach ha'mavdil. With the minimum number of separations between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak hu yachol hakir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'alul l'shem cho. Such a person, and only such a person, can truly come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise Him accurately. V'adavar pashut, it's obvious. Sh'rak ha'neshama b'iyonah u'v'zakusah u'v'kdushasah. Any neshama, through its knowledge and its purity and its kedusha, rak yituchal hakir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only it can know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ofin sh'yuchal yikareh b'shem akara, in some way that can be called a knowledge and a recognition of Hashem, uvli iyun zach, without pure and intense study, eich hakir l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Onwards, uchmoichen al derech ze nitna l'misa l'Torah k'desha. It's in this vein that the Torah was given to the nation, sh'al yadah yakiru l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yeser oz, through it they will come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Beg Bitachav, and to attach to His ways. Achein, if the person doesn't plumb the words and expand them, be'iyun rav, with tremendous study of Yom Shel Devarim, eich yakir l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can the individual hope to possibly know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shunika tamir v'ne'elam, in this form is called hidden of hidden, tamirin v'tamirin, these are all terms that connote hiddenness and concealment. If the person's mind is not polished and pure and subtle and powerful, how can he possibly know this being who is so hidden and so concealed? That's the purpose of the receipt of the Torah, to delve into it, to again, lalun b'umkash al-alakha is a statement from Chazal. As we want to repeat always the statement of the Midrash over there, Kara veloishana adain b'chutz emed. Chazal make this comment. The person is Kara veloishana. In other words, he has knowledge of Tanakh, but hasn't yet learned Torah Shebal Peh. It's considered to be standing on the outside. Kara veshana veloishimesh talmid chachamim. There's a topographical area. Kara veshana. Even if he knows Mishnah, knows Torah Shebal Peh veloishimesh talmid chachamim, which is what we call Gemara, Hutaamei HaTorah, that's how Rashi explains it, the reasons for the Mishnah and the analysis behind it. Still, Doimele Mishin Elmu Mimenu Sisrei Torah. He's still missing a large chunk of it, V'advarim Harukim. Finally, Onam Ken Zeisi Tzuras Yeshivasin HaKadosha, so this is the Tzura of the Yeshiva, he's talking about the Yeshiva of Mir, L'archiv HaIyun, to expand one's analysis, ulechadid haseichel tomid, and to sharpen one's mind, lekayem v'shinam tam levanecha, shidivri Torah mechudadim beficha. As we learn from Midrash, the words of Torah should be sharp, the person shouldn't stutter and hesitate. Umi uchal lihizbonin begodel ma'alas dvarim, shiyadam maskil bechol dvarav, velo lichios chayi pashut. this obligation to be maskil b'chol erav, that everything is thought out rather than lived as the life of a simple life. V'shezeis yisakanas kol ha'adam, and the danger lies in here. Retenu l'ma kayadua, adam ta'im ederich ha'sechel b'kal refa'im yenuach, a pasuk, that when, once a person strays from the way of the mind and he's no longer calculating and thinking and analyzing his ways, the end is unfortunate. V'chol erim yared chas v'chalila mata, and he will descend. Ad kan Rav Yerucham. The author continues to the third level. Madrega achas yishna betamid chacham sheleh lo zachud da'eg v'achisayfel. There's one level that da'eg and achisayfel did not earn. We spoke about three levels previously. Chidud hayalem, this is the first part. Chidud, he said, the analysis, the ability to adopt the Torah thinking methodology, that type of thing, that they certainly had. Le'ukme shemata zachu ela sheshechu hakach. Le'ukme shemata, we said, when you have the whole or much of the tradition at your fingertips, and one knows Shas and all of those levels you spoke about, they had, but they forgot. The third level, they never achieved. They could never conclude the sugya and have the halacha pasken in accordance with their conclusion. The pasuk says, "Say the Hashem liri of," and they didn't earn this becoming yirei of. Zoy hamedraga hashlishis. That's the third level after chidud and ukim ishmata hagvah mikulon. This depends entirely on the heart. The pasuk expresses it thus. We already learned previously, we said it becomes greater, as we explained a few prakim earlier, that it's a Yetzirah, which is not just grossly physical, but it's couched and camouflaged in intellectual arguments. How does the Talmid Chacham then manage to discern the very subtle, sometimes a hair's breadth between the argument which is truly Sechel Torah and the argument that the Yetzirah proposes? Hamachia hu halev. One does it through the heart, and that's why the heart here has to be pure. Im ein liboy chaluk al hamakoyim, again the terminology of the Yad Rama that we saw previously, his heart is not separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teichoy yir'a, a reference to the Gemara in Brachois, teichoy kevaroy, the teichoy zir'a, hu yachoy le'achir ben tera uven egeis shesheke. Such a Talmid Chacham will be able to discern and to determine between what's truly Torah and various negiois, which are subtle but nonetheless rooted in sheker. It's such a Talmid Chacham that can get to the third level of concluding the halacha, concluding the discussion and ascertaining the halacha, which also the author calls the Kodesh Kodashim of the Torah. To the extent that we can picture for ourselves a person who earns closeness to Hashem while alive, to that extent, this is the highest level that we have. This is the closest we can picture. The pasuk says, "Vashem imoy," and Chazal comment, "Shehalacha kemoisoy bechol makoyim." The halacha is like him. That's Hashem imoy, like the author goes on to explain. Hashra'as shchinat midis. Hakadosh was with him. His presence is there constantly. Ezer elokim tmidi. Constant siat deshmai. The person is walking with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Adam zayin olech tzad b'li alekav. He doesn't walk a step without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's associated with halacha k'mosei b'chol makoyim. Zeh talmid chacham desalka lishmat ha'aliba dehil chesa. Zoi ha'ilyona shebemadagos ha'tira. The highest level that we have, ha'ilyona shebemadagos ha'dvekus v'ashlemos, the highest level in attachment and wholesomeness and completion and perfection. Ad shada magia l'dem ha'degazoi. Until a person reaches that level, einenu batuach oid b'fnitzo. He's not yet certain and assured because of Yetzer. Kishu nichnas l'seid Hashem l'ri'av. Kishu nichnas l'seid Hashem l'ri'av. When he enters this realm, what the pasuk calls that the Yirim of Hashem are privy to certain information that others don't. His Torah and his Yir'ah become one, they meld and merge into one wondrous whole. as the Cholios Batuach. Then you can be certain, you can be assured. Ve'ata, bo'u rekes ha'davarim meforashim ha'bagmara. Come and see that it's expressed in the Gemara. V'chi be'emes madagazo hi mas'as nafshe shel Talmid Chacham. That this is the level that every Talmid Chacham yearns for. V'chi biladeh adayin eno batuach ha'batzmo. Without reaching this level, the person cannot be certain. Im kol ha'saga yisab b'torah b'nosei, even though he's achieved an enormous, enormous amount, he's, as we said on the previous page, he's really achieved and accomplished an enormous amount, there's still room to lose it all, like in the extreme case of the Egen Achisayifel. But let's see it in the Gemara. Garzina b'seyotad al-chaf alef, d'rash rambi, kiner mitzvah v'sera oir, that's in Mishlei, tala kasuf v'sa mitzvah b'neir v'satera b'oir. So the pasuk here compares the mitzvah to a lamp and the Torah to actual light. Mashal le'adam she'emalech bishon laila, we've seen this mashal before. It can be compared to a person walking in the darkness of the night, ba'afila, u'misirim min ha'kuitzim u'min barkanim, he's afraid of all the thorns and the branches and pits, u'mechayara, there are wild animals, u'min ha'listin, there are also bandits, ve'en yodeh be'ezadech malach, and furthermore he's lost. It's not a pleasant situation. That's how a person would be without anything. No Torah, no mitzvah, nothing. Nizdamnalu avukashilu, if he somehow comes by a torch, and this is the mashal for the mitzvah. So he has a torch. Nitzol min ha'kuitzim u'min ha'pechasim u'min barkonim. At least now he's safe from the branches and the thorns and the pits. However, v'adayin miserim mechayar ra'a u'min ha'listim. He's still not safe from wild animals and bandits. V'adayin en yodeh be'ezderech melech, he's still lost. Kivan she'ala amud ha'shachar, once dawn comes, so this is light by itself, which is comparable to the Torah. Nitzoil mechayara u'min ha'listin, so he's already safe now from wild animals and bandits. And still, v'adayin en yodeh be'ezderech melech, but he's still lost. Chazal are telling us here explicitly that even at this level, when the person has the Torah, he can still be lost. It's only at the next step, higia lefarashas derochim, nitzol mikulam. Once he gets to the crossroads, he is safe. He knows where he's going as well. And this is what the author has been teaching us all along, that one reaches certain levels of Torah, chidud, ukme shmata, still, a person can be lost. He's a tamid chacham, and he's still lost. One needs to get to that third level, which this Gemara calls parashas derochim. The author continues, kol ha'derech ha'arukah she'alachnu ba'ad koi, the entire lengthy journey that we've covered thus far, mekupeles b'ma'amar ze, it's all encompassed in this statement of Chazal. Nizdamna loy avuka, a light, a torch, me'ir lo iner mitzvah, u'matzileu memikrim machti'im u'fo'onios k'shenes. The mitzvah can protect him from certain incidents and events that are harmful and damaging, but it's limited. Ha'irlo yashacha, dawn, zo yediyas ha-Torah v'chidud uv'kiyus. Those are the first two levels that we spoke about in Torah. First, chidud, adoption of that Torah methodology, and one's mind is in tune with the Torah, and one knows how to analyze. And then v'kiyus, he has vast sections of the Torah at his fingertips, and he's acquired a tremendous amount. Ha-mesalekes kol choshech m'derechim. It drives away, just like the dawn drives away the night. This knowledge drives away the darkness from his path in life. U'matzila isanu ma'yitzarim. It saves us from the yitzarim haridfim achayim kelistim v'chayos terif. The various yitzarim, which now the author tells you, are presented in the mashal as bandits and wild beasts. Aval, ayoyim v'noira. It's still, this is an awesome thing. Gam acharei shezachal atira. Even after the person's earned this, adayin ein yodeh be'ezer derech me'alech. The Gemara says he still can be completely lost. How can this be? Well, it's missing that third level. That's, you see, that Rav Yehuda, who was so great that, he, as Rava says, he would take off his shoe and immediately the rain would come. That was the end of his fasting. You know, just to take off his shoe and immediately his plea would be answered and the rain would come. And we see that when Shmuel encountered him, he was crying, he was concerned that he would end up the same as the egg. Because he was holding, I don't know if my heart is pure. We've achieved this level, that my heart is wholesome with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the third level. The Gemara then continues in Sota. My parashas drachim. We understand that the torch is the mitzvah, the dawn is the Torah, and now the third element, this crossroads. What is that? Omar Rav Chisda, zet tamid chacham v'yom hamisa. Some it's related to the day of death. Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak omar, zet tamid chacham v'yiras chait. Mar Zutra omar, zet tamid chacham desalka leishmatesa aliba deglichesa. And that's the answer that we gave. If it's a tamid chacham that reaches the halakha, that the halakha is paskin in accordance with his determination, so that's at third level. We were focusing on that answer of Mar Zutra. The author now explains all three briefly. If the person hasn't forgotten his learning until the day of his death, so you can know that he walked a true path. That's the answer of Rav Chisda, as opposed to the Egen HaChisofel, who did forget their learning. That's something that comes at the end. If he gets to the end and he hasn't forgotten, good. But it's at the end. In the meantime, Ve'adam hoimed be'emtza darkoi, a person who's in the middle of the road, he's halfway through his life, ro'e lefanav b'rira zoi, he's got one of these two answers. Oy tamid chacham yiras chait, either that's the answer of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, oy tamid chacham desalka leishmatesa aliba dehilchesa. It's one of the two to ascertain this. Hu ha'shen yisba'er ilanu. It's what we've been explaining. Ki ha'madriga ha'ilinu b'tira v'adam b'chlal hi ve'ashem imoy. That Gemara is an edit of Kufvav, I think it is. No, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadizayin, rather, on the previous page we saw it. V'ashem imoy, that's a pasuk, and ha'chazal kom ish'halacha kemoisoy b'chol makoim. Ha'zeichel hazeh, he gil ha'farashas derechim, he has reached the crossroads, v'az hu yodeh b'ez derech u'malech, he knows clearly where he's going. Libo einu chaluk al Hashem. His heart is not separated from Hashem, v'hu b'seit Hashem li'ri'av daika. It's the same level as Rav Nachman Beitzchak, who said, yiras chet. Veniflait, what's wondrous here is ki oisah madriga, gam tamid chacham yiras chet. It's the same level, which is tamid chacham and yiras chet. And it's also the lev. Ze oisah madriga b'tora uvelev. It's the same level. Ela shepri amaloi shel ze halacha psuka. It's just that this one's toil ends in the halacha, v'shezeh yiras chet. The other one's toil ends in yiras chet. And the author then describes these two personalities. Let's describe for ourselves. Let's imagine these two geonim. Ha'echad, sechel kabir, a titanic mind. Derekoi belimudu aspaklaria me'iram ein roch ha'kodesh. His path in learning is clear. Pashtus v'amchus nifla, his simplicity and a wonderful depth. Bli kol sveikos b'nkudas emes shekol sugya. Without any doubts about the actual point, the key point, the fulcrum of every sugya. Mefursam goin ze biskif usoy lelo masoy pani b'nagas ador. This goin is famous for his firmness, without any favoritism at all when he's leading the generation. Complete firmness. Ach kol yeshusoy, but his essence is yiras chet. He's just totally concerned and he's known throughout the community for his amazing punctiliousness in the mitzvah voice. Kol sichloi hakabir, his enormous mind, nasun riyas anilad, is given to predicting the consequences of things, like kiris tarab is chilas tzmichasoy, to know when it's just the tiniest shoot coming out, that this is not going to go in a positive direction. Kuloi dikduk b'shulchan aruch, is entirely devoted to the tiniest minutia of the shulchan aruch. Hein ben adam l'makoyim, hein ben adam l'chaviroi. Hein b'orech chayim, hein b'choshen mishpat. It's very difficult to say whether his mind and his clarity stem from his yiras chet, or whether the yiras chet stems from his mind. This is what Nachman Yitzchak was speaking about. The two are such a perfect mixture, one can't tell. As I mentioned before, this is a description that the author gives of the Briskerov. Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. That's, he's describing him. Another Goin toiled from earliest youth in Torah Lishma. That's what he accepted upon himself at his bar mitzvah, to devote his life to Torah Lishma. Bitznius nifla'a, with a remarkable modesty. Barach mikol misa'of yasum. He avoided any type of position, any type of pirsum. He was not known to anyone, never held a position, ever. Never took a position as anything, and was for most of his life, and until he came to Eretz Yisrael, completely unknown. Only Rav Chaim Isaac Grudzinski knew about his greatness, and he had to tell the authorities in Eretz Yisrael. His path was to achieve the ultimate halacha in every sugi. He never left anything until he got to the halacha. Through a phenomenal toil. Who's the Khalid Varim Harbe? Of course, this is the Bryce in Pekka voice at the end of the sixth chapter. When he krabifi call Reaveov and is beloved by everyone, Bemesek Sefasav Nichem Nidkaim. He counseled and encouraged thousands who came to him. His philosoph Palishos, with his philois, he enacted wonders. Umikatan Vadgadol Baulishma Datavatsasi. Thousands of Bnei Israel came to him to his advice, to his counsel. He was able to dispense das Torah for any question, whether it's individual or the community. His sweetness as an individual and his softness melded into the firmness that he exhibited when he was a poisek. He was just completely uncompromising when it came to the psak. This is what Mazut was speaking about, and the author here has given a one paragraph description of the Chazon Ish. These are what the Talmid Chacham yearns for. The particular methodology of learning, an approach a person typically gets from his teacher. When it comes to Hanagois, various things that G'dolim take upon themselves, certain ways of conduct, a person can emulate. Hashkafosav u'me'atzev al-edei shimush rabbi. Certain hashkafos and worldviews a person molds through contact with Talmidei Chachamim. Ach adayin eino yodea klal uchlal be'eze derech u'me'alech. That person can be totally lost. And he's an accomplished Gemara scholar, we're talking about, but he doesn't know. Who knows if it's bichlal entered his heart? He's got the first levels, the chidud and the ukmei shmata, which is not a small thing, but he still hasn't come to the parashas drachim. Who knows if he's bichlal on the way to the crossroads, liyos besoidir as Hashem, to be to achieve some aspect of this soid Hashem yirav. Ulai, quite possibly, ahavas betza mekanes beliboy. Really, in his heart, there's the search for money. Love dafka to be a millionaire, but to be comfortable as a Rosh Hashiva, or comfortable as a Dayan, or whatever it is, which might transform him into a trader, not in gold, and not in computers, but in Ahavas Hashem. He trades this for position, or whatever it is. Ulai, possibly, kavoid ma'aviru al datui. Maybe he's really driven by kavoid. He wants a position, he wants to be known, he wants the title. Maybe it's just power to be able, this is a phrase from Chazal, right? To have the power to be able to dictate and to say and to throw down bolts from the mountain. Maybe not. But because of his tremendous conviction, he's not particularly careful in the kavod of fellow Jews. To summarize this entire chapter, we have to devote tremendous effort to Ukme Girsa. With effort in term, a person is to tremble, literally, regarding one's midos. As our minds become sharp and sharp, we have to join and combine with it modesty and ahava lechavens dakenu el noichach pnei Hashem, to be directing ourselves towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki zoi haderech that the Gemara in Seder was speaking about, to find the parashat drachim. The Maharal explains, umashamar ve'en yodea bezedech melech. When the Gemara says that even after dawn comes, the person possibly doesn't know where he's going. Pirusha she'en omed ala madriga achoina. He hasn't reached that last level. She noichach Hashem, pointing towards Hashem. אבל נותן ממני, he can be in fact going in a different direction. וזה שמה שאינו יודע באיזה דרך מהלך, the תמיד חכם might possibly not know where he's going. כלומר, שאינו על הדרך שהוא נוכח של מגמרי. He's not quite on that path which is directly headed towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's some degree of deviation. עד כאן.